And Dave's in Norfolk. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Chris.
Fire away.
Right, a question I did ask you a while back, right, but something's sort of put me off it a bit, about drinking rainwater.
Hmm.
Yeah, you said it was that was the best water there is, yeah?
Well, not well. It depends. I'd say a measured, assuming that it's come through clean air in clean clouds, then yes.
Yeah, because when you go out to your car after it's been raining in the morning, you get all dirt all over your car, like it's been raining dirt, don't you?
Hmm, you can do.
I prefer to drink rainwater if I could, right? But would it be better to put it through a filter or something, or is it safe to just drink it?
It depends where you are. Now, the interesting thing is that everyone assumes that clouds are sterile, but scientists in recent years have discovered that clouds actually contain lots of bacteria, and there are bacteria called of a species called Pseudomonas, which is actually living in the air and gets up into clouds and might use clouds as a way of ferrying it about. And the reason the bacterium is able to do that is because it's invented a way of doing what's called ice nucleation. It's got certain chemicals on its surface that make tiny ice crystals form, and this makes the cloud form ice crystals around the bacterium, which makes it heavier, makes it flutter down to earth, and so it can use the clouds and winds as a way of disseminating itself around the surface of the earth. Those things, as they stand, though, don't harm you. But what can harm you is other chemicals that can dissolve in the water as the rain comes down to earth, because the thing is that if you're in the middle of nowhere and there's no pollution sources around, the air that you're getting has come off of a pristine ocean and it's just landed at the foot of a cliff and you're drinking it as it comes down. That's probably pretty clean, Dave. But if you're in a polluted area, you're downwind of, say, heavy industry, power stations, those things could be pumping out a whole host of things, including different particulates, cancer-causing agents, dioxins, for example, and heavy metals even, especially if they burn car tyres, which lots of incinerators are now doing, and including cement-making factories as well. Then that could all get into the water that gets rained down, because those particles get into clouds and they encourage the clouds to form water, and that forms raindrops and comes down on you. So I think if you said I was going to drink pristine rainwater from the Amazon rainforest, you'd probably be okay. But if you live downwind of industry, which, let's face it, in the developed Western world, you probably have a hard time finding somewhere where you weren't doing that, I think it's risky.
When I was a kid, I used to drink out of the ground.
Where does our water come from? It comes out of reservoirs, it comes out of boreholes in some cases, so it does come out of the ground, but
the place
it's been chlorinated.
The place where I used to drink it is now a landfill site.
And then some would say that if you drink Thames water, then the quality of that water would have improved if it had become a landfill. But anyway, do you want to have a go at the quiz, Dave?
Can I just ask you the other question?
Oh, go on then.
Just a quick one.